Yeah, so to me that makes perfect sense. And see how she used it. So she said, instead of fearing, when it says fear God in the scriptures, she says we need to see it more as respect God. And that's a beautiful word, instead of be afraid of God, right? And if we look at the Old Testament God versus the New Testament God, you can see the big difference. And if you even think about the New Testament, the Book of Mormon, and then the way modern day prophets talk, do you guys see a difference in that? A huge difference. We know that we keep receiving continual revelation and that the church is still being restored. And if you think about this, I'm a history major, and you think about people that were writing the scriptures, they were subject to their own cultural ideas and opinions. I think they were totally guided by the Spirit, but at the same time, they still had their bias. When you hear President Nelson or Elder Uchtdorf speak, it's all loving, right? But I like that you said, but it's still respectful. And he talks about that later. Because I've been to places where people are, I just met humans on earth that are all loving and so not judgmental. Don't you love people like that? I think they pop into my mind. I'm like, when I'm having a bad day, I'm sitting on her couch. Okay? But, and I think that they have a place and I love them, but are they always the people that help ignite your child to action? Right? And we need all of us, right? So bring that in for the love, right? But as a parent, we kind of have to do both, where we have to be able to do that, but then still make things happen, right? We are a gospel of action, big time. So that's sort of, and I'll tell you what, where do you think I fall? I'm so fun. Not that good at getting them to do stuff. I think that's why when I wrote this talk, I'm like, I know how to do part of this, but I'm still weak in like this area.